Girls, you gotta listen to this. A reliable source in Buckingham Palace reports that Prince Charles is gonna leave Princess Di for Pia Zadora.
Oh, Naomi, those papers are nothing but a pack of lies.
The prince will abdicate his royal duties and become Miss Zadora's road manager. Look, there's even a picture of them kissing.
I'm right in front of his mother.
Good Lord, you expect this kind of behavior from Andy, but not from Chuck.
Hey, will you look at this? My old uniform still fits.
Yeah, if you don't breathe or sit down.
Well, I guess I shouldn't have had that second piece of pie at supper.
Nonsense, baby. I like a uniform that fits snug.
What's the occasion? Costume party?
No, it's my 25th Army reunion. The whole troop is meeting over at the Bigger Jigger.
They're going to make liquor safe for democracy.
Whoop. Must be Sergeant Gibbs. We're riding over in his Jeep. Hey there, Jimmy. How are you? It's good
Private
to
Harper.
See you. Private Harper. Hot pinch. Hot. Compound. Haste. Forward. Hodge.
Gotcha! You always did fall for that one, Harper.
Isn't this guy a wit?
Yeah, well, you're half right.
Aren't you going to introduce us?
Oh, Jimmy, this is my wife, Naomi.
Oh, my pleasure, ma'am. Why, do you know in this light you look just like Vanna White?
Well, I guess that must be my naturally blonde hair.
Say, Vanna, give me a pee like in peroxide.
Jimmy, you remember my mother?
Your mother? Why, she looks young enough to be your sister.
I am young enough to be your sister.
This is our neighbor, Iola Boylan.
The old bag over here is his mother.
Oh, how are you, Ms. Harper?
I'll be a hell of a lot better once you put out that stinkweed.
Won't you sit down, Sergeant Gibbs?
Well, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah. Jimmy here is in charge of the local recruiting office.
I just brought our new pamphlet with me. Now, right here is an artist's rendering of me, right here on the cover.
That's a picture of a tank.
Yes, but I'm inside, driving.
Don't you look nice?
Thanks.
Jimmy, this is my nephew, Bubba. Bubba, this is Sergeant Gibbs.
Hi.
Oh, I'm glad to meet you. Oh, that's quite a grip you've got there, son. Have you decided what branch of the service you're going to be joining?
Back off, Sarge. Bubba has trouble deciding what clothes to wear.
Well, we do that for you in the Army.
Bubba, you better run along. You don't want to keep Melanie waiting.
Oh, right. Got my first big day tonight with the girl of my dreams, and I want to make a good impression.
Well, nothing impresses a girl like the military. How about Vint and me driving you over and dropping you off in the Jeep?
Well, that'd be great.
All right, men, fall in. Left, haze. Forward, haze. Head, hook, head, hook, head, hook, head, hook.
Oh, aren't they cute?
Yeah, sort of like that poster, the few, the proud, the Marines.
Yeah,
with those three, it's more like the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Baby, I was so worried.
fit, and you didn't drive home in that condition, did you?
No, no way. No. No. I shared a cab with a whole bunch of people. Maybe it was a bus. You can't stand up in the back of a cab.
Good Lord. How was your reunion?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was really great. We had a chug-a-lug contest, and this girl popped out of a cake and did a... Actually, it was kind of dull.
Kind of dull, was it? Good Lord, it looks like headgear for Siamese Shriners.
I can explain that.
I certainly hope so.
I sure do love you, Naomi. You're the most beautiful woman in the whole world.
Better put him in bed. He's delirious.
Put me in bed. I'm delirious.
This really does take talent. Good Lord.
What are you doing, Grandma?
Ah. How'd your big date go?
What date? Melanie's father wouldn't let her go out with me.
What? Why not?
She said he found out I was in juvenile hall. Said his daughter wasn't gonna date a common criminal.
Well, that pompous old poop. You're not a common criminal. You're a youthful offender.
Face it, Grandma. Juvenile hall has ruined my life. No girl is ever gonna go out with me again.
Oh, Bubba, dating isn't all it's cracked up to be nowadays anyway. You start going with a girl, you fall head over heels. The next thing you know, she's two-timing you with some guy that drives a fancy car and wears a mohair suit. She breaks your heart. Your grades start to fall. You drop out of school. You can't keep a job and you wind up a bum on Skid Row. Face it, Bubba, that girl did you the biggest favor of your life by dumping you.
Thanks. I feel a lot better.
You know what, Bubba? It is just like that nun told Julie Andrews in The Sound of Music. When the Lord closes a door, he opens a window.
Yeah, well, what if the Lord closes the door and nails the window shut?
But how am I supposed to know? I ain't a nun.
Oh, Mama, not so loud.
Well, it serves you right. Sergeant Gibbs always was a bad influence on you. You remember that time he took you to the tattoo parlor? If I hadn't rushed over there to this day, you'd have a big old picture of Connie Stevens on your chest.
Morning, Grandma. What's for breakfast? I'm starved.
Well, Bubba, where have you been this early?
Taking charge of my life.
Well, it sounds like you've already gotten over Melanie.
Grandma Melanie is my past. The women of the world are my future.
That's the spirit, Bubba. There are plenty of other fish in the sea.
Well, I'm glad to hear our little talk last night did some good.
Yep, that and joining the army.
What are you talking about, joining the army? You're too young.
Sergeant Gibbs said that if you're old enough to have a broken heart, you're old enough to sign up.
Sergeant Gibbs, I should have known that military motor mouth was behind this.
Oh, Mama, I won't hear a bad word against Jimmy.
Then leave the room! First that weasel in uniform fills you with liquor, and now he fills Bubba with pipe dreams.
It's not a pipe dream, Grandma. It's embarking on a great new life. Look at this. Here's a picture of the South Pacific Island where I'm going to be stationed.
Train in the tropics. Bivouac on the beach. who's the platoon leader, Annette Funicello?
Come on now, Ms. Harper. The Army could be very good for Bubba. It just might make a man out of him.
There's no guarantee of that. It didn't make one of Benton.
It did too, Mama.
Look, Bubba, if you were a high school graduate and you were joining the Army for the right reasons, I would go along with you. But you're only doing this because you were dumped by some teenage tootsie.
I don't care what you say. I'm joining up.
But I won't let you.
Well, you can't stop me. I already signed the papers with Sergeant Gibbs, and I leave for basic training in the morning.
Bubba, you get back in here. Well, I hope you're happy, Private Harper.
He'll be fine, Mama.
If that boy comes back with a tattoo of Madonna on his chest, I'm holding you personally responsible.
Thelma, try to see the positive side.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
I don't think there is any.
What are you doing, Grandma?
I'm sewing name tags into all your clothes.
I'm going to the Army, not sleepaway camp.
Well, I've got to do something.
Bubba, I'm knitting you some socks, but in the meantime, I made you a little gift to take with you.
Oh, thanks, Miss Boylan. What is it?
It's a cheerful mess kit cozy. See? It's insulated to keep your food warm in case you get caught in artillery fire at mealtime.
Good Lord, Iola. Where in the world did you get the idea for that thing?
It was in the arts and crafts section, a soldier of fortune.
I swear, they ought to put you in the cuckoo section of Bird World.
Hi, Miss Harper. I'm Melanie Noble.
Well, Melanie, I've heard so much about you.
Grandma, she's come crawling back. At least give me a chance to break her heart.
Bubba, I want to tell you how sorry I am about what happened last night.
Yeah, me too.
I was looking forward to our date all week.
Really? Well, that's water under the bridge now. I guess you and I were never meant to be.
But I think we were.
You do? Well, too bad your father doesn't think so.
Well, my father and I got in a big fight after you left last night. I was so ashamed the way he treated you. He was prejudiced and narrow-minded and mean and rotten.
And you told him all that?
Well, I would have if I hadn't gotten a D in geometry. But I did the next best thing.
What's that?
I cried. Not just a puddle-up cry, but the kind where your eyes turn into little slits and disappear in your face and your nose runs. It works every time.
It does? It did?
Sure. And Dad apologized and said now you could go out with me. Well, that is if you still want to.
Do I? Melanie, you're wonderful.
I know. I missed you so much, Bubba.
I bet I missed you more than you missed me.
There is no way you could have missed me more than I missed you.
I missed you a million times more than anybody could ever be missed.
Lord, I wish I missed this whole conversation.
Oh, aren't they adorable?
See you later, Melanie.
Bye.
So... how'd it go?
Great. Melanie's dad has seen the light, and we got a date this Saturday night.
Yeah? Where are you going to meet, in the mess hall or the PX?
Oh, no! I'm in the Army!
Well, I guess he's all ready for basic training.
Oh, Iola. I can't believe Bubba has gotten himself into this mess. The Army is no place for an innocent kid.
Oh, I don't know. Mother was in the Army. She rather enjoyed it.
Mama, hurry up with that bag. I got to get Bubba there by 0800 hours.
Well, take it and get gone.
Bubba, hurry up. It's time to go.
We'll wait for you in the truck.
Oh, wait, you too. I forgot to pack his mess kit cozy.
Well, I guess this is goodbye, Grandma.
I guess so.
Thanks a lot for taking me in and putting up with me.
This big old house is going to seem mighty empty without you.
Well, Grandma, if only I'd listened to you in the first place, I wouldn't have to leave.
Well, Bubba, at least it isn't jail.
Goodbye, Grandma.
Bye-bye, Daddy. You keep your mouth shut now. Don't volunteer for anything.
Oh, Selma, it's not so bad. He'll be back in 4 years.
There's no telling what bad habits he's going to pick up in the army. He is so easily swayed. And just when I started swaying him in my direction.
Now, Thelma, there are millions of young men have joined the army and been much the better for it.
Oh, tell it to your mother. Well, what the... Well, I'll be. If this pamphlet is right, there ain't anybody going to be making a man out of Bubba but me.
What is it, Thelma?
All of you hold down the fort. Thelma Harper has just begun to fight.
Hi, is this the line for Tahiti?
No, this here is the line for the proctologist.
I think I'll stand in that one.
You're in the right line now. Sergeant Gibbs' fun and son package.
He's a personal friend, you know. Great guy.
He sure is. Here he comes now.
Hi, Sergeant Gibbs.
Shut up, dope face.
Yes, sir.
Attention, worms. Now, when you pass your physical and take your oaths of allegiance, you will become official members of the United States Army. That means you no longer belong to your mama. You belong to me. Are there any questions? What is it, Higgins?
Well, Sergeant, are we supposed to bring our own surfboards to Tahiti, or is the Army going to supply us with one?
Higgins, are you as dumb as you look?
Yes, sir! Well, I mean, no, sir.
Then I guess it's my job to smarten you up. Drop! And give me 50.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Gibbs, the party's over.
Look out, it's an old lady.
Relax, boys. You ain't got nothing I haven't seen before.
Grandma, what are you doing here?
Bubba, I have come to take you back home. Will you quit kissing that concrete? Let's get the hell out of here.
Miss Harper, this area is off limits to non-military personnel. You're going to have to leave immediately.
No problem. Come on, Bubba.
Higgins isn't going anywhere, man. His Uncle Sam needs him.
Well, so does his Grandma Thelma.
Well, there's nothing you can do about it. Company, fall in. Come on. Peace. Forward. Hurt.
Company, halt. Sergeant Gibbs, is your paperwork in order?
Yes, ma'am.
I can't hear you.
Paperwork in order. Turn.
Is that so? Well, according to this pamphlet of yours, the one with your picture on the cover, it is illegal to induct anyone who has a prior criminal record without a review by the induction board.
Let me see that.
Face it, Gibbs, you're harboring a felon here. Higgins was in juvenile hall for stealing a car, and he's still on probation.
Higgins has a criminal record?
As long as my arm.
Mine too.
Oh, no. If the Pentagon hears about this, they'll have my stripes. Private Higgins, get your criminal carcass out of here!
Ex-Private Higgins, front and center. Grab your clothes and follow me.
Grab your clothes and follow me.
We'll have pie and watch TV.
We'll have pie and watch TV.
Hell no.
You know, Bubba, I'm so glad you didn't join the Army.
You were so brave to tell that sergeant off and just storm out of there like that. Yeah. Bubba, it's bad for your eyes to watch TV without a light on.
Grandma, we weren't watching TV.
Well, you are now.
Melanie, jump up and hit Channel 9, will you? The three of us are going to make a night of it.